33 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Wednesday morning. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like mildly choppy price action early to start the day, but the influence of the USDA's monthly supply-demand report due out tomorrow is growing. There were no USDA-announced sales on the overnight reporting system this morning, so we'll just look at the market action and say currently March corn currently down a penny at 367.5. May corn down three quarters at 375.25. New crop December down a penny and a half at 394.75. Notably, that 395 mark is one of our catch-up sell points as far as trying to get some new stuff done. Looking at the soybean complex, March beans up 7.5 at 1050.25. May beans 1061 up 7.75. And new crop November 1023.25 up 3.75. That's a good catch-up point as well. March meal is up $1.60 at 337.5. And March soybean oil 34.70 up 39. Looking at the wheat market, Chicago wheat 430.75, steady on the day. New crop July at 453.5, down 1.75. Kansas City wheat up 3/4 at 440.25. And Minneapolis wheat up 3.75 basis the March at 559. Looking at the energy markets, the crude market's down about 40 cents at 51.78. Updated weekly inventory numbers, as usual, due out shortly, and that could give the market a little bit of direction. As we mentioned, a USDA report tomorrow will provide new data set to digest. Trade is reportedly dialing in a little bit smaller corn carryout with average trade estimates at 2.334 billion bushels in a range from 2.25 to 2.355. USDA last month was at 2.335, so the numbers aren't changing that much. Soybean carryout is expected to be down a little as well. The average estimate there is $412 million, in a range from 386 to 505. Last month, the USDA had a balance of 420 million bushels. World numbers for Argentina corn production could contract a bit, but the increase in Brazilian production is likely to offset that. A similar situation in soybeans is Argentina bean production expected to see a cut, but Brazil's production should be steady or mildly improved. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday morning. And let's check current conditions here quickly on in our WIOL listing area. Right now in Urbana, we're at 33 degrees, a relative humidity of 85%, barometric pressure 29.83 inches and steady. And as we check in around the listening area, cloudy skies right now, 32 degrees in Danville, mostly cloudy, and 32 in Mattoon, and 30 degrees with cloudy skies in Decatur. A quick check of the radar shows some snow off to the north and east of Champaign-Urbana at this hour. And it looks like that is starting to spread just a bit. We'll see when the flakes start to fly here in CU. In weather, colder temperatures today, snow likely, accumulation anywhere between 1 and 3 inches expected, maybe a little less to our south. Temperatures nearly steady around 30 degrees. North winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Colder tonight, mostly cloudy skies. A slight chance of snow continuing this evening with a low of 16. Northwest winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Sunny and cool for the day tomorrow with a high of 24 degrees. Northwest winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. But the cold snap won't last long. Increasing clouds tomorrow night, the low 18. Then breezy and warmer for Friday with a high of 44 degrees. We'll be back up in the 50s for both Saturday and Sunday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 33 degrees at 9 o'clock.